Friends, the phrase from river to sea has been divisively used by competing political groups. At times, the division generates religious and ethnic hostilities, hatred, and even violence. Sadly, this unfortunate phrase originates from misunderstanding or misuse of some biblical texts. The first biblical reference to this phrase occurs in the 15th chapter of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. It speaks of the ancient region between the River Nile in Egypt to the west and the Euphrates to the east. The first chapter of the book of Joshua defines it more ambiguously as from the Euphrates in the east to the Great Sea in the west. Nowadays, it seems that from river to sea refers to the region of the ancient land of Canaan, which falls between the River Jordan in the east and the Mediterranean coast in the west. On and off historically, most, but not all, of that region came under King David and later his son King Solomon. Friends, the divine promise to Abraham to possess a land in Canaan was conditional on his descendants' obedience to God's ways. It was also based on God's announced agenda to bring about the blessing to all families of the earth. However, Abraham's descendants, through the 12 sons of his grandson Jacob, consistently violated God's instruction and took little interest in God's agenda to bless all families of the earth. Keenly aware of this, King David became justifiably concerned and even worried about the future of the divine plan. For this reason, the Lord reassured him of his faithfulness to his covenant promises by foretelling the continuation of his throne to an eternal and much vaster universal kingdom. Friends, as David's life drew towards its earthly end, the 7th chapter of the 2nd book of Samuel records that God said to him, "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Friends, King David's concern was about the Lord's own kingdom on earth, and clearly, he was divinely promised a continuation of the Lord's kingdom under one descending from his own physical line. This, of course, was a renewal of the promise to David's forefather Abraham. The promise was for a special offspring or seed. The 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis records that the Lord said to Abraham, "And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Remarkably, as first promised to Abraham, the 72nd Psalm of King Solomon records for us the prophetic vision of the reign of that one coming through his father David's and his own physical line. The psalm says, "In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound, till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." Friends, David's earthly kingdom lasted for 14 generations and sadly grew steadily more corrupt and disloyal to the Lord and his ways. By divine decree, it was totally destroyed and ceased to exist at the hand of the Babylonians. Yet, as promised, even during the 70-year exile, the Lord preserved David's royal line. In the first chapter of the New Testament book of Matthew, we read of the coming of the promised seed of Abraham through the royal line of David. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ or the Messiah, 14 generations. Friends, over 700 years beforehand, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the fulfillment of what was promised to Abraham and David, a flourishing universal kingdom of righteousness and peace in Emmanuel, God's very presence with humanity, Jesus the Messiah. We read in Isaiah's 9th chapter, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Hallelujah.